This podcast is brought to you by Julius Meinl Coffee. You are listening to FNR Football Nation Radio.
We're actually joined by the Mariners' Connor Payne on FNR. Connor, it's great to have your company.
Thanks to be here, guys. Happy to chat.
Connor, you've had some time to reflect on the team's big win and first win for the season. What's the current feeling like within the playing group at the moment?
Yeah, obviously it was a moment to savour. Obviously, it's been a while between drinks for wins for us. The boys are pretty happy to get over the line, and I think relief was the underlying emotion.
Absolutely, Connor. I mean, it was an unwanted streak, the losing streak with the New Zealand Knights that you managed to avoid. How did the team celebrate the win? It was such a big win over Melbourne City, who are, of course, up in the finals places. Did you have a team song that you sung in the change rooms afterwards?
No. Obviously, the boys were just playing a bit of music and stuff, and the boss came in pretty quickly to make sure that we enjoy the moment, but obviously switch on because we've got a big game on Sunday as well. So, the best thing about January is there's no time to rest and plenty of points to be played for.
And there have been some tactical switches. Mike Mulvey has tried nearly everything this season, but you're actually deployed as a wing back the other night. Is that a role that you enjoy, or a bit more work involved, but certainly you've got the freedom to attack as well?
Yeah, obviously it's an interesting one. Not somewhere I ever sort of thought I'd be playing. If we do it right, you end up sort of playing more as a winger anyway. So it's something natural that I've been used to playing for years. But obviously the defensive side of it's something that I'll have to improve on and keep working on shape wise, and also just the tracking back and things like that. So it's something that I'm enjoying learning. Obviously any new position is another string to your bow. So I'm really excited to keep seeing how it goes.
Absolutely. And can you give us an insight into the team's mentality this campaign? It must have been difficult to keep believing when you kept coming so close to getting a result and then not quite getting there, one thing or another going against you.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, the one thing you can never fault with the boys is their endeavour. Being in the league a few years now, you believe in yourself. And I think that was the main thing that people had to reiterate. You had the big leaders like Matt Simon and those sort of boys had to make sure that the younger ones and the ones that are more inexperienced, keeping their heads up and keeping them believing in themselves. And obviously, a win's a win, but it's, we don't want to get carried away and we got to try and run on with things now and get the ball rolling, so to speak.
And you've mentioned some of the younger players in the team. Kai Rowles is one of them. How have you been managing him this season and nurturing him, given that he's started to play a few more games and start them as well?
Yeah, Kai's a fantastic player and one of my, pretty close mates. Obviously he was gutted the other week to be sent off, and his emotion in the change room was really upset. He was really upset in the moment, and, he's a great kid and he's got to learn, not to let those things, affect him and his performance. So he's come back to training this week and train really, really well, and obviously be putting his hand up for the weekend to slot straight back in if he can.
And one of the bright spots this season has been the performances of Matt Miller, who, of course, teed up the opening goal for you on Wednesday night. And he's come straight up from NPL football. How has he been able to slot straight into the team and start performing at a professional level so quickly? He's been such an outstanding addition on that right flank.
Yeah, he's been great. I think it's the power of the guys. It's immense. I think people forget that he's been in a professional environment before, and he was at Melbourne Heart, I think, at the time. He was still at Melbourne Heart, and, he learned a lot there as well. And unfortunately for him there, it didn't work out. He dropped down to the lower leagues for a couple of seasons and straight back up, and he's obviously taken his opportunity with both hands. So absolutely credit to him, and he's, a really powerful player. He's really effective and exciting for people to watch. So it's great.
And Connor, you've also had Aidan O'Neill recently come to the club. How's he been settling into the team?
Yeah, easily. He's a Brisbane boy, and he's settled right in onto the Central Coast. He's really enjoying his time here, obviously off the park as well as on it. He's a great player as well. He can play anywhere, as seen on the weekend when he slotted into left centre back really well and helped me out as well, which is also good for me. It was a bit of a makeshift left centre back, left wing back pairing, but I think it's great that he can, even with his young age, can sort of show his experience and the level he's been playing at and help a lot of the boys along the way.
And the club released a video of Mariners superfan Jake Banks today and the speech he gave the night before the game. Obviously, Jake suffers from cerebral palsy and he just loves the Mariners dearly. He's always front and centre at those team photos that you take with all the fans after every win. Did his speech help motivate the team?
Yeah, absolutely. Banks is a legend. You know, he's been a part of the club for a long, long time now. I think since its inception, he was an inaugural member. So, you know, we see him around all the time and he's a great guy to have around. You have to just take the piss out of him. He takes the piss out of us. And he's just a top kid with a, you know, a great attitude. And that speech sort of, you know, took a lot of people by surprise because he sort of didn't show up for a little while and we were wondering where he was. And he sort of showed up with a big story and, you know, it was great to hear that the challenges that he's faced has come through. And obviously he's got a challenge every day to, you know, sort of be considered a normal person. That's what his speech was about. And it was just about trying to get all the boys together and, you know, get them to be playing for one another. And I think his words obviously meant something to a lot of people.
And do you think that some of the words he said in that emotional speech put the team's struggles and difficulties into perspective?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, you know, you've got to take a step back and realise that we've got probably the best job in the world and things like that. And, you know, we're in a very luxurious position to be able to play football for a living. And, you know, things could be a lot more challenging. And Banksy sort of manages to make sure that everyone keeps that in perspective. Your heads never get too big when that guy's around because he'll hammer you if they do. So he's a top guy and just a really good guy to have around, good character. And, you know, you can just banter with him all day.
And that's one of the things I like about the Central Coast Mariners. I mean, it's a small town, I suppose, Gosford, and some people might be surprised to see, you know, a professional sporting club there, but it does have a real, you know, family feel, at least looking from the outside. It seems like the supporters and the club and all the players are very close.
Yeah, obviously, you know, the supporters haven't had much to cheer about lately. Obviously, the 10-game sort of run we went on not winning, you know, they stand by us through thick and thin. That's the best part about it. Obviously, all the diehards are always there every week. And there's a whole big community feel that everyone comes together on game day to celebrate something. And that's the boys that run out in the park to represent the region. So it's, you know, great. It has a great galvanising effect for the whole coast. And it's a massive area, you know, full of people that are really passionate about their sport. So it's great to be able to be that sort of, you know, point of reference for them. And they can come out and socialise with all their friends and things like that. So it's a great thing to be a part of.
And Connor, looking ahead, what can you take away from that win on Wednesday into the upcoming game against Brisbane Roar?
Yeah, it's one of those things we can take a lot. The way we fought really in the second half, especially to hold on or to get the lead back, obviously once we went to 1-1, that it's sort of, I think a lot of people might have thought that we might capitulate after the copying the equaliser. You know, in weeks previous, we've been there or thereabouts and unlucky with a couple of decisions made by the boys that ended up impacting us negatively with losing two players in 2 weeks, where we'll never know whether we could have won those games. But obviously, to get over the line against Melbourne City, who've been in good form themselves, put us in good stead to go and put in a really good performance against Brisbane, and then the result will take care of itself.
And Brisbane Roar is a team you've taken points off this season already, that draw in round one, I believe, and you were on the score sheet as well that game. Are you confident you can get a result this weekend?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they sort of, it'll be interesting to go up against my old coach, Darren Davies, as well, in a top job capacity that he's got. You know, so it's going to be really good to see him and see the boys as well. Obviously, we've got to switch on and nullify the threat. So, you know, Tag has scored a lot of goals this year. And, you know, it's definitely one of those things that we've got to be aware of. But, yeah, we're going in full of confidence, especially after a win. And, you know, it was great to be a part of that on the other night. So, yeah, we're going to go into the weekend full of confidence.
Well, Connor, a big congratulations on the first win and all the best heading into that upcoming game against Brisbane Roar.
Thanks very much, guys. Cheers.